Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, October 31st, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferro, and here are the headlines. World Creole Music Festival gets bumper crowds as visitors turn out in large numbers for their favorite stars. Tensions mount in Venezuela. And Clinton emails, FBI chief may have broken the law, says top Democrat. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. First up in the news this morning, the three nights of the 2016 World Creole Music Festival saw bumper crowds as Dominicans and visitors turned out in huge numbers to see the performance by their favorite local, regional, and international entertainers. The 19th edition of the annual World Creole Music Festival took place at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium in Roseau, Dominica, from Friday 28th to Sunday 30th October 2016. Friday's lineup presented high-energy performances from Timaya of Nigeria, Midnight Groovers and Original Boyo Pioneers of Dominica, Creole La from Haiti, Grand Merchant Zouk of the French Antilles, Pop Can from Jamaica, and Triple K Global of Dominica. The Saturday night lineup saw dynamic presentations from the Ecstasy Band of Dominica, Didi Saint Pri of Martinique, Ophelia Marie of Dominica, Kes the Band from Trinidad, Mr. Killer from Grenada, Morgan Heritage of Jamaica, Wyclef Jean of Haiti, and WCK of Dominica. Sunday's lineup brought the curtains down with fantastic presentations from Breathe, T. Mickey, Michelle Henderson of Dominica, Gentleman of Germany, Asa Banton of Dominica, and Akon of Africa. Patrons seem to have got their money's worth, and Dominica recorded high levels of visitor arrivals from expenditure as a direct result of the World Creole Music Festival. Q95 News will bring you the highlights in subsequent newscasts. In more news, Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine describes Dominica's current parliamentary proceedings as a farce. He says the average number of parliamentary meetings per year is far less than it should be based on the amount of work that is needed to be done in the country. Fontaine lamented that whenever parliament is called, the House descends into chaos due to the House Speaker who fails to exercise impartiality in her rulings in the House of Assembly.
This parliament is descended into a farce, and we've had parliaments this year. This is the second time this year, and parliament is probably meeting two or three times on average a year. This is shameful when you consider the kind of work that needs to be done. Parliament, or the calling of parliament, is completely at the discretion of the Prime Minister, and he's decided that fewer is better than more, and as such we've had very, very few sittings of parliament, and when it does happen, very little interest, and the House descends into chaos essentially, because we have a Speaker who simply does not get it, who is there for one reason and one reason alone: to frustrate and oppose and to be an extension of.
And that was Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine. Dr. Fontaine appears to be considering not attending future parliamentary sittings He's of the opinion that the opposition's ability to conduct its duties is being seriously hampered. Dr. Fountain says he has lost the desire to participate in these parliamentary meetings due to the atmosphere in the House of Assembly, which is brought about by the actions of House Speaker Alex Boyd-Knights. He is calling on Mrs. Boyd-Knights to vacate her position as House Speaker. Over the last few years, many parliamentarians from the opposition have landed in hot water with the House Speaker for various reasons, a few of which have resulted in the individuals being escorted out of Parliament or voluntarily leaving the House in a dispirited manner.
As a parliamentarian, I have very little desire, as an individual, very little desire to even go to the House of Parliament. And I must be honest about it. I have decided I'm not going to even inconvenience myself or even make the effort. If I'm out of state, so be it, you know. Simply because of what is going on in Parliament, I detest the atmosphere. I resent the fact that as the opposition, we are not allowed to really do what we are supposed to do, which is to keep this government in check. And this government needs to be kept in check. This government of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit needs to be kept in check, and we need to continue to do this. And that's what it's all about. So we need the Speaker to get this message loud and very clear that she needs to go. She is doing a disservice to this country. She has spent her time as Speaker. It is time for her to go.
Meantime, DEXIA recognized and awarded 9 farmers and vendors for their creativity, dedication, and diverse product displays at their stands at Market Day with a Difference, which was held on Saturday, October 29, 2016 at the Roseau Market. The event attracted Dominicans and visitors who gathered to witness some cultural and agricultural highlights of the independence season. Market Day with a Difference is designed to recognize persons who have contributed to the agricultural development of Dominica. General Manager of DEXIA, Gregoire Thomas, noted that the Roseau Market organization, in collaboration with DEXIA, identified 9 outstanding farmers and vendors for awards as follows: Kimberly Wade, the youngest vendor; Philomene Joseph, oldest vendor; Samuel Packett, best butcher; Marilyn Boston, best snacket; Emmanuel Mano Pierre, best mobile vendor; Hazel Baptist Thomas, best shop; Margaret Barron, most regular vendor; Francis, best vendor's booth; Albertine Green, best Saturday vendor of fresh produce. Thomas noted that because of time and space constraints in the crowded market area, the 9 awardees will be given their tokens of appreciation at an official award ceremony in the near future. In more news, opposition leader Lennox Linton is accusing Dominica's media of pursuing sensational headlines rather than truth. He was expelled from the last sitting of Parliament after refusing to apologize to House Speaker Mrs. Alex Boyd-Knights, allegedly for words he uttered the previous day. The House Speaker reprimanded Linton on claims of imputing improper motive against the Prime Minister during his presentation of a no-confidence vote against the Prime Minister. Speaking at a meeting with visiting Dominicans on Thursday, Linton said his suspension from Parliament at the last parliamentary meeting was happily reported, while the Speaker's biased actions seemed to go unmentioned.
When in Parliament of Dominica we say that Mrs. Skerrit has given our passports or handed our passports to questionable characters, that cannot be, by any stretch of anybody's imagination, an imputation of improper motive. But the media allowed it to pass. And when I ask her whether, Madam Speaker, you were now part of the debate, she took offense. But she came back the following morning, and the media hasn't paid any attention to this, a long hallelujah story about what happened in the Parliament in June, when Danny Lucas suggested he loved her, but not the demons in her. And she suspends me from speaking, participating in debate in the rest of the sitting of the Parliament. Dominicans are watching that. And the media is proud to report that Lennox Linton, the leader of the opposition, was escorted out of Parliament. It's nice, it's a nice catchy headline. What happened?
These are the statements of opposition leader Lennox Linton. Meantime, Mr. Linton sees annual calls for noble endeavors which surface during the independence season as hypocritical. Dominicans are this year being asked to strengthen their commitment to nation building, but Linton says this will not be possible until issues which hinder efforts at nation building are dealt with. He says 38 years is more than enough time for citizens to stand resolute in defense of Dominica's constitution.
That in order to deal with all these, we must first deal with the hypocrisy embedded in the annual calls for noble endeavors that surface every independent season. We call things by their correct names, we put the party colors aside, and we join hands and hearts in the honest pursuit of the greatest good for the greatest number of people in the Commonwealth of Dominica. More of the same year in, year out will not cut it. 38 years is more than enough time for every citizen of Dominica to stand resolutely in defense of our constitution and insist on good and just governance through which each and every son and daughter of this land will be able to celebrate on National Day with true pride and dignity. May God bless our continuing efforts to emerge as a genuine independent nation, shining its light of enlightened humanity in the advancement of global civilization.
Meantime, LonelyPlanet.com Best in Travel 2017 has listed Dominica among countries which must be visited in 2017. Tourism Minister Robert Tong says while he is happy to receive this news, it is significant that stakeholders ensure visitors have a great overall experience. We have to be clean, we have to be friendly, and we have to provide consistent service, said Tong.
We're really happy for that, but the important thing too is that we have to ensure that when people come to Dominica that they have a fantastic time. The experience has to be a great one. So just being green is not going to cut it. We have to be clean, we have to be friendly, and we have to provide consistent, excellent service. If we can do these things, then more people will spread the good words about Dominica in terms of what we have to offer, and obviously more persons will come to Dominica. And the more people who come to Dominica, if we give them the great service, the intention is for them to spend more money in Dominica, the more money that they spend in Dominica goes around in the economy, and every one of us benefits a bit better directly.
And that was Dominica's Tourism Minister, Robert Tong. In more news this morning, fracas around a wedding reception at Lubier on Saturday night left one person injured, and the incident stunned the newlyweds. The reason or origin of the altercation is still unknown at this time, but one group of cutlass-wielding and stone-throwing young people attacked another group at the wedding or the event, and later at the Lubier Resource Center. Sources indicated that the two groups began hurling stones and bottles at each other. The group of men who were at the reception then retreated to the resource center and locked themselves inside. However, the other group, reportedly from Lubier, including a young woman and led by a young man wielding a cutlass, went to the resource center and broke through the door and attacked one of the men inside of the resource center. He was allegedly hit on the head by a stone. The attacking group reportedly fled the scene, but persons who allegedly witnessed the incident stated that they knew the identity of the attackers and that they lived in the Lubier area. The married couple was left distraught at the unexpected occurrence. The police and the ambulance service eventually arrived on the scene and the injured man was taken away. The extent of his injuries is still unknown at this time, but Q95 will bring you more information as it becomes available on this developing issue. In more news in the region, following the Venezuelan government's refusal to hold the recall referendum as requested by the opposition, Venezuelans took to the streets in their thousands in the face of what they see as a dead end in negotiations over the country's political and economic crisis. Economic and political instability, heavily linked to the collapse of the oil price, has been steadily growing in Venezuela, resulting in acute shortages of food and medicine for ordinary Venezuelans. For many opposition supporters, the exit of President Nicolas Maduro and his administration could help usher in much-needed changes, while Congress where the opposition now holds a majority, has been pushing in vain to bring impeachment proceedings against President Maduro to the Supreme Court he retains control over. And the Democratic leader in the U.S. Senate says the head of the FBI may have broken the law by revealing the Bureau was investigating emails possibly linked to Hillary Clinton. Harry Reid accused FBI Director James Comey of violating an act which bars officials from influencing an election. News of the FBI inquiry comes less than 2 weeks before the U.S. election. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. World Creole Music Festival gets bumper crowds as visitors turn out in large numbers for favorite stars. Tensions mount in Venezuela and Clinton emails. FBI chief may have broken the law, says top Democrat. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.